Measles is usually spread by an infected person coughing or sneezing. But the really key thing is it can stay in the air and on surfaces for a couple hours after somebody leaves an area. So even if they're not there, you can still potentially catch it if you breathe it in or touch it and touch your eyes, nose, or mouth afterwards. So we just want to make sure that people know that it's very, very contagious. And we want to make sure that people know what the signs and symptoms are. So if they suspect that they might have been exposed to it, people can transmit it, though, even several days before they have signs or symptoms. So they're infectious before they show signs or symptoms. But signs or symptoms are usually a high fever. They might have a cough. They might have a runny nose, red, watery eyes. And then a little bit later on, they might have a rash. And that's typically how people figure out they have something going on that might be the measles. So we just want people to make sure that they know what to look out for. And if they've been exposed, to call their doctor. Don't go into the doctor's office. Call their doctor and talk to them about what's going on. And they can make arrangements to check to see if that person truly has the measles. Because we don't want somebody, if they truly have the measles, to go into the doctor's office and then potentially anybody else that goes in afterwards could be exposed to that.
And summertime is a time when people are traveling, lots of people coming into the state, but also lots of local residents going elsewhere, too. So you have to be kind of aware of where you're going and what the measles situation is and where you're going, I think.
Yes, and it's been in multiple states, including now ours. So you have to be aware, and the best precaution you can take is to make sure that you're immunized. It's a series of two vaccines. Typically, you get your first one when you turn a year old, and then you get your second one when you're 4 to 6 years old. So if you're not sure about your immunization status, then talk to your doctor, go back through your records. If you can't find any records and you've gone back to your doctor and they can't find any records, then that's when you would probably approach your doctor to see about maybe getting another immunization. If you're born before 1957, the assumption is that you most likely were exposed or had the measles. And so most people that are born before 1957 are going to be immune. But if you're unsure, you can always get checked with your doctor, and they can check for your immunity with a blood titer.
Okay.
If you received the vaccine, the measles vaccine, between 1963 and 1967, there is a form of that was the killed virus, and it wasn't as effective. And so those people need to make sure that they talk to their doctor, and they may need an additional dose.
Okay. All right. Why the concern about measles so much? Because it can be pretty dangerous and it's so contagious?
Yes, it can be. Because of the high fever, it can be quite dangerous. And because it's so contagious. If you have somebody that is infected and they're around people that have never been vaccinated and never had the measles, the chances of them catching it is 90%. So that's a really high number. So we just want to make sure that people are taking proper precautions.
Okay.
Do you want to add anything?
Yeah, Cam, jump in here. Have you had experience with measles or patients?
I personally have not had any experience with measles, but I'm from Illinois, and I know pretty recently we were talking about some different measles outbreaks. I think back in April they had reported about 7 different cases, and I believe so far now in the year it's about 9 different reported cases. So, and it's actually not too far. The highest population of the cases come from an area called Champaign County, and that's where we have one of our biggest universities. Well, it is our biggest university, and there's a lot of students from overseas, part of different programs, who travel around either the United States or abroad. So I can see why there would be such a high concentration there.
Officials in Illinois are spreading the same message about getting the vaccine, and
I think so. I know that as a college student, we've been talked to about getting our vaccinations, and like Aaron said, go to our doctors and look through our medical records to see whether or not we have been immunized. And also, one of my professors at my school had mentioned that a common myth was that proper sanitation in your household might be able to reduce the likelihood. But while the proper sanitation is great and reduces all kinds of other things, measles, as Aaron mentioned, is airborne, so it can only do so much. So I think in our dorms and places like common meeting places like that, they encourage us to just be aware and remember to stay vaccinated just with the MMR vaccine.